Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you had a great weekend. Well, please, pretty much first. Man, time is flying. I'm Will Selbin. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, as we all await word on Drew Brees' future, this weekend, Todd Durkin, the trainer for the Saints quarterback, posted a video of Brees pushing a weighted sled with the caption, quote, "Something must be brewing." Well, that post led some to question if that means the future Hall of Fame signal caller is going to return to play for New Orleans in 2021. As we saw, he really struggled in his last NFL game, the divisional round loss to the eventual Super Bowl champion Bucks in January. Meanwhile, the future of Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in Seattle is a bit murky right now. His agent made news by saying the quarterback would only play for a handful of teams should Wilson get traded and listed the Saints as a possible landing spot. His teammate, KJ Wright, visited the GMFB crew at the virtual breakfast table on Friday and made his feelings known if Russ should leave the Emerald City.
Russ isn't going anywhere. As long as I'll be in Seattle, Russ is going to be the quarterback. And he means too much to us. He means way too much to this organization. He means way too much to this city. And usually people want to come to Seattle, not leave Seattle. And so I'm sure that him and the organization will get things figured out. He's somebody that, you know, I admire and love playing with. And so I expect Russ to be a Seahawks for a very long time.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell posted a video message on Twitter saying the Big Easy would welcome Wilson and his wife Sierra with open arms, which then prompted Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin to tweet, quote, "I love you, Mayor, but keep your eyes off Russell. His home is Seattle." She also added, "We're in the market for an NBA team. Don't make me go there." And speaking of another Pro Bowl quarterback who could possibly have a new home for next season, let's check in with NFL Network's James Palmer on the latest with the Texans' Deshaun Watson.
Nothing has changed in Houston. Deshaun Watson still wants to be traded. The Houston Texans still insist Deshaun Watson is their starting quarterback. And I'm told when teams get on the phone with general manager Nick Caserio, they can talk about a variety of players, and they do. But when it comes to Deshaun Watson, that's when he's not listening. But that hasn't stopped, I'm told, teams still doing their due diligence and work in how they could possibly trade for Deshaun Watson and haven't given up really hope. Even though this thing could drag out for a period of time, which we all believe is probably the case, I do know that there are teams out there that are willing to be patient and wait if that's what it takes to acquire Deshaun Watson.
Well, we can feel safe in assuming that after Tom Brady led the Bucs to their second Super Bowl title last month, he doesn't want to leave Tampa. During an appearance on CBS Sports Radio, his quarterback coach Clay Christensen marvels at TB12's daily regimen to stay at the top of his game.
You know, he didn't miss a snap of practice or a game this year at 43 years of age. And I don't see an end in sight. And he sure doesn't act like there's an end in sight. I think he's so confident in his routine and physical, what he's doing physically. And I think he's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, just for how long, really, is the question. Now, for a look ahead to the draft and free agency 2021, be sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. Well, my work here is done. I'm Will Selvin, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.